Not every athlete with a brain injury has been diagnosed with a concussion. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nicholas Port, associate professor at the School of Optometry at Indiana University, looks into other aspects of sports that could contribute to these injuries.
It makes sense that athletes who play contact sports, like football or soccer, are more likely to get concussions than athletes that don't. But what about the athletes who play contact sports who have never been diagnosed with a full-blown concussion? Do the small, repeated blows that they experience simply playing their sport make a difference? What do their brains look and function like? My colleagues and I were curious to find out. To better understand, we scanned the brains of 21 football players and 19 cross-country runners using fMRI technology. We chose these sports because football is a game where small but repeated blows to the head are common, whereas cross-country runners rarely hit their head. When given a simple visual test inside the fMRI, the brains of football players showed significantly higher areas of activation compared to the cross-country runners. Although there were clear differences between the athletes' brains, there's still more to learn. The results suggest one of two things: that a history of minor but repeated blows to the head can result in changes to areas of the brain related to eye movement, or that these changes arise from the hundreds of hours that contact sport players spend on eye-hand coordination. We cannot know without more research. For example, you could separate players of the same sport into groups based on exposure for small blows. Hopefully, we'll uncover whether it is all those tackles or simply using your hands and tracking the ball that cause changes in the brain.
That was Nicholas Port of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.